Foti pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for keeping employee Sherry Schultz on the state payroll, even though she worked exclusively on political campaigns. His plea deal called on him to testify against former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen in exchange for a recommended one-month jail sentence. At Foti's sentencing hearing, he told Judge Steven Ebert that he took full responsibility for his actions.
Even though what I did in mixing partisan politics with government was done by others before, and at the same time as I did, the reality is not an excuse for my own behavior.
But Ebert questioned whether Foti had upheld his end of the plea bargain. Ebert recalled Foti's often reluctant testimony against Jensen.
Your demeanor and the content of your testimony, in my opinion, left something to be desired.
And Ebert said that if Foti had been on trial with Jensen, he's confident the jury would have found him guilty. He told Foti that his actions had threatened harm to the basic form of democratic government.
Your offense and the conduct underlying it was not obviously physically assaultive or harmful to the public, but you were a part of a broader, deceitful assault, I think, against the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Ebert also ordered Foti to perform 240 hours of community service and serve 2 years on probation. Ebert will order restitution at a later date. That could total more than $330,000. Foti says he may appeal the sentence. Ebert is the same judge who will sentence former Speaker Jensen in May. Jensen faces up to 16 years in prison. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.